Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In The Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Katie Austin, who is a global fitness personality. She has been in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue 3 times. She was last year's Rookie of the Year, and she's also somebody that I grew up with. She's a longtime family friend. Our parents are very close, and this was kind of one of those full circle moments that I was waiting to happen. We had never really crossed paths professionally. I never interviewed her before, and I was waiting for this moment. So when the opportunity came to interview Katie, I jumped at it, and she did not disappoint. Again, I've known her for most of my life, and it was really fun to have this conversation with her about her evolving career, about being in the fitness and wellness space, which is, again, a space that has changed a lot over the past 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And her mom is Denise Austin, who kind of paved the way in this fitness space, and it's been really cool for them to both work together and also kind of be on their own paths. You know, they came into this industry at such different times. And so I loved hearing Katie's thoughts on all of those topics. You know, her philosophies on the fitness and wellness space are so refreshing. And I think that a lot of people could learn from a lot of her wise words that she shared in this interview. You know, she has an app, the Katie Austin app, where she shares workouts, fitness tips, recipes, wellness tips, you name it. She really is just, I just love her perspective on so many of these things. And it's not about dieting. It's not about losing weight. It's just about feeling healthy and feeling your best and moving. But I'll let her share those words in this interview. Again, I loved my conversation with Katie, and it was a really, really special moment for me, again, as somebody who has known her for so long. And I'm just so proud of all the success that she's had, and she has her sights set on such big things, and I know that she can get to those achievements and those milestones. So I'm rooting for her, and I think you'll really appreciate this interview. So keep listening for my chat with Katie Austin. Check out the Katie Austin app for more fitness tips and healthy recipes, and please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we are here with Katie Austin, global fitness personality. She just made her 3rd appearance in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, last year's Rookie of the Year, also somebody I happen to have grown up with. Katie, how are you? I'm so excited to talk to you.
I am ecstatic. I am so happy to be here and to be talking to you. We've known each other for 20 plus years.
Literally, that's scary.
It's scary.
Oh my God. Yeah. So our parents were always friends. And I said, I've done something with your mom press wise before the pandemic, but we've never been able to like make this path cross. And so I'm just happy to be able to do this with you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And I'm so proud of you. I was like, I told you, I was like stalking you, like doing all my research. And I was just like, damn, like Katie has just done so much for herself. And I'm just so, so, so proud of you and what you've been able to build. It's been so fun to watch.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. It's also so cool to hear that from someone you grew up with. It means a lot. So I appreciate that.
So, okay. 3rd time in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. The first time clearly must have been the bucket list moment. But then to have it keep happening, is that the big pinch me moment? Something like that? Just like, that's something you've kind of always been thinking about?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, first up, it's an honor to be in the issue year one, right? And then winning Swim Search was really a crazy moment. I feel like that was like the most insane experience of my life, especially winning with my best friend. But now year 3, it's just such an honor to be invited back. And I feel so happy with where I'm at with the brand, to be honest, because I feel so much more confident. I feel like, you know, the first year, as like you go into it so much more nervous and you don't really know what to expect. And you're just like envisioning it as like so much anticipation. Like it's like such a far-fetched goal really in your life that I just wanted forever. And the second year is like, okay, I got this, let's do this. And then you're just so excited the whole time. But this year I really just took every moment in on my shoot. I just was so comfortable. I was so confident. And it's just like, I feel back better than ever, to be honest. I know the team so well. I know the other girls so well. Plus my favorite part about it was like, this year was almost like being there for, you know, the rookies and the year one girls, because I remember like being in that position and being like, okay, what's tonight like? Okay, what's this going to be like? And so kind of giving them that advice, it was just so cool to be in that position.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit brand has done like such a good job evolving with the times as well. And it, to me, like that's reflected in the fact that, you know, when this is all announced and there's the big events around the launch, like it does feel like it's a very supportive, collaborative, kind of like family-based
environment that they've created around this. Is that how it feels?
Absolutely. And I feel like the coolest part about it too, which, you know, now I fully understand, is how much they want to be aligned with women who represent something, right? Mm-hmm. So like every girl in Sports Illustrated Swimsuit has a mission or has a purpose to be in it. And I'm not kidding you when I say every single individual who is in that magazine is like, just so worthy and so amazing. And they're like fighting for something and they have a huge brand or they have a mission that they stick by. And so the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit wants to really put that platform out for every single, you know, mission or every single brand. And for me, that's like making girls and women feel their best selves through workouts, through healthy recipes. And also, I always say this too, my mom doesn't like when I say this, Gibby, but I always say like, I'm not a real model, right? Like, so I was just, you know, I tried out with no agent. I did swim search. I posted the audition tape. So I also represent like the normal girl, just like having a dream, wanting to be in it. I never, you know, my first massive modeling shoot is just happened to be Sports Illustrated Swimsuit.
Right. That's crazy. So
I wanted
yeah.
to really represent the realistic girl that like, you know, I'm not doing runway shows. I don't have like, you know, a huge book of all these huge brands I modeled for. And so that was really another type of person I wanted to represent.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like that's something that I've observed about what you put out there is like you aren't somebody who makes everything super perfect and glossy and You're so transparent with your audience and you are down to just like show your everyday life. That's not always the most glamorous situation. I think that probably helps you continue your momentum and like gives you longevity. I think because people don't think that you're bullying them. You know what I mean? Like you're being real with these people. I think that ties directly into that.
No, absolutely. And that's my brand. You know, I want to make sure people, yes, they work hard with their workouts and they're eating healthy, but at the same time, you're human, enjoy your life. My mom is always, you know, she's always said, you have one body, one life. At the same time, like live in moderation, because that's what life is all about. I mean, I open up online like today on Snapchat, I'm talking about like getting my period and like going through workouts with having my period. And that's another huge reason why I think Sports Illustrated Swimsuit wanted to work with me, because I do talk about those things. I mean,
yeah.
Now, you know, in the magazine sponsored by Period Underwear, because I talk about my period. So it just full circle moment right there.
Listen, I mean, everything, but the thing is like, it's like you share these things and like anything can become
yes.
like more of a moment for you. You know what I mean? Which is you never know where, like who's going to reach out or how that kind of avenue is going to continue down.
Yes, because everyone goes through it, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that's something that, you know, women go through every single month. So why not talk about it? Why not be more open about it? But, you know, beyond even that, just making sure people feel seen and that they're not alone. I feel like sometimes, you know, through social media, you can be like comparing yourself a lot. And I even get stuck in those situations before. But if I see someone, you know, posting some more realistic things or being more real, then I feel less alone. And that's that's like really the entire point of it. I think social media in general is just becoming more authentic, which is
100%. When you were first breaking into this space, is that something that you didn't see? Is that something like you were like, okay, I can carve this out because one, that's just who I am, but also two, like there is space for more authenticity and transparency within this kind of fitness influencer space.
I even fell into that. I'm not gonna lie. I do with those like things that pop up. It's like 7 years ago today.
Oh my God.
I saw me doing like a HIIT workout. Like I posted a HIIT workout like the day after Thanksgiving one time, being like, here's my workout today, everybody. And I remember being like, okay, I'm not like, I don't even know if I'm actually gonna be doing this workout, but here's like what I'm posting. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm actually living in real time. I'm practicing what I preach. I talk about the days where I don't feel very well. I'm not going to work out. I'm going to rest for my body. And I don't know if that's just evolving or maybe I'm just growing up as well. I feel like I, you know, wish as a younger person, when I was in my later teens and early 20s, I would look up to someone who would be more realistic. I feel like I was looking at girls all the time being like, I'm not skipping my workout. I'm only eating this. I would never eat that. And now I am really wanting to show the other side so the younger girls can see that.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And is that something that you think, was that like a conscious decision for yourself or was that something that you just kind of evolved over time and that's just kind of how you
definitely evolved over time.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes when you look back at social media posts, I'm like, oh my God, thank God we evolve.
Thank God we evolve. But also, isn't it crazy that we like live in this time when like 7 years ago, 8 years ago, like what you were like at that time is out there and like, it's being like, you can keep track of it, which is, I don't know. I think it's cool to see the evolution though. I think instead of cringing at it, it's like, okay, I've grown from that moment. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. And it also, it just shows my growth in real life too. I feel like, you know, I'm in my older 20s now. I know exactly who I am more, and not to relate this back to Sports Illustrated swimsuit, but like, that's also why I feel so confident being in the magazine at this point in my life, because I know exactly who I am and what I stand for. I actually first auditioned back in 2017. I think I was like 21 or 22 years old. And I'm like, I didn't get it for 3 years. I'm like, thank God I did not get it because I would have been very lost and wouldn't be as confident as I am right now.
Mm, definitely. And, you know, I think kind of going off the being real and authenticity topic, you recently, you got engaged and you're engaged and you're planning a wedding. And I think that like, I've noticed in some of your AMAs, it's like people sometimes ask like really personal things of you. And I'm curious what your balance is with sharing those personal things or holding something back, or, cause I know you're obviously you share pretty much everything, but like, I'm just curious what your approach is to that, because I'm sure like it can be a slippery slope into being like too honest or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. Anything that's, I'm doing an Ask Me Anything right now, actually, on my Instagram. Anything that's like more so super personal to the person, I almost reach out individually. If it's too much of a generalized thing, I actually can check in on them one-on-one. But there is a fine line of oversharing. I think I never want to share too much of my personal life because I'm at the end of the day, I'm human. I want to make sure I'm keeping like some things private. And I can definitely tell you like what you see online is like 70% of my life. I definitely don't share everything. You know, some special things about my wedding I'll keep private, obviously. I love to share about it, and I'll ask any, like, I'll put out to the public what I want to put out to the public. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know, actually. It's a great question though, but it is hard in my mind balancing the two and separating them sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it seems like your natural inclination is to share. I think that's kind of like, that's why people love you, but it's, you have to kind of like save some space for yourself and for just, that's not for the world. You know what I mean?
Sometimes my fiance is like, why would you post that? Like, you're sharing way too much. Like, okay. He keeps me in track. At least I have really good, you know, support system that if I overshare and do something way too much, but honestly, I'm just an oversharer in person, beyond oversharer. I just who I am. And I think it's like almost a way to connect.
Yeah, totally.
With people. Yeah. And so that's just who I am.
Yeah. And I think that like, I think, you know, you're on this wedding planning journey, and it's like, that's something that, one, I think it's cool that people who have been following you for a long time are now like on this with you, and they want the detail just because they're invested in you as a person. But also like, I think that that's a big life event that, you know, people have opinions and feelings about, and they, you know, and they also want tips around that too. So it's like, it's a whole other thing for you.
Like, it's just a hard thing to balance. Like today I'm talking about wedding planning, and then someone messaged me being like, get over it. We understand you're engaged. Like,
oh my God,
talking about it. And then, you know, other 50% of the girls are like, please share more. I want more. And so to be honest, you're never going to win either way.
Play to those people though. Play to the people who want it from you. You know what I mean? Like, That's about
it. I'm happy, and I'm going to share what I want to share, and you're never going to please everybody. So just do you.
Yeah, totally. Switching gears a little bit, you know, obviously your mom, Denise Austin, is a huge personality in the fitness space and has been for a long time. And she carved such a path for herself. And I think you've done such a good job of, you know, following in her footsteps, but not mimicking her, carving out a space for yourself, really kind of doing your own thing while also, again, like, there are shades of what your mom made a career out of that you do as well. But I think it's a nice balance. And I'm wondering how you think about that. Was that a conscious thing to like, obviously be Katie Austin, not Denise Austin? Like, how do you think about that balance? Cause you also do stuff together a lot of time, which is really fun to see.
I feel like the older I get too, like the more I've always obviously appreciated my mom and what she's done.
She's an icon.
The older I get, I embrace her more as my mom. And you know what I mean though?
Yeah.
Like in the industry, to be honest, because I think in my early 20s, when I was just starting out my fitness career, I wanted to be so individual, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like when people were like, oh, that's Denise Austin's daughter. Now I'm like, hell yeah, let's freaking go. I feel so grateful. And honestly, yes, sometimes I feel like what I say and, you know, sometimes my moves are just like my mom, but like, it's not conscious. I just grew up with her since I was-
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's your literal mom.
Yeah. And like, I was in her workout video starting at 7 years old.
Yeah.
I you know, traveled with her since 6 weeks old. I saw her my entire life filming her DVDs and filming her show. And so it's kind of like just innately in me. And it's just, you know, happens to be my passion as well. And I get the question a lot, like, would you still be doing this if your mom wasn't, you know, a fitness pioneer? And I'm like, I actually don't know that.
Well, that's also impossible for you to separate because it's always been intertwined in your own life. Again, having Denise as your mom. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, my family, my sister and I, we grew up as athletes. And so we couldn't really think about a career. And then I always wanted to be a host, like a sports host. And I was an athlete in college and I kind of combined my love of fitness and working out as an athlete. And then also my love of hosting. And I happen to be now a fitness personality and it happens to be with my mom as well done. But at the same time, I love doing everything with her. I think now more than ever, we're closer because I think also Sports Illustrated Swimsuit gave me this like individualism that like I feel really, you know, not separated from my mom, but it's something that I have respect for in my own right. And now I just feel so confident with where I am. And I love when people say, oh, that's Denise Austin's daughter now. I've kind of evolved out of that, you know? I have so much respect for my mom.
100%. Yeah, why wouldn't you? And also I'm sure that comes with just like age and maturity basically. And just like, and I think that as we get older, like we see our parents differently. And I think that it's really like a special thing, honestly. So I think it's really cool that you can reframe that for yourself, but also it's like this space has evolved so much, I think, since your mom started. And so, you know, just the nature of the industry is so different. And I think that she's evolved really well, but also like you started at a completely different time than her, obviously. And so you're going to be doing different things, you know? And I think that it's, I don't know. I think it's just cool to watch you both be on your paths. It's not the same path.
No, it's really, really cool because she's starting out in social media for the first time and I can never do DVDs or VHSs. Like she has these crazy milestones. I feel like also people probably think like I compare myself to her and I never do because she has these milestones of selling the most walking shoes on QVC and the longest standing fitness show nationwide. And I'm like, okay, no one's tuning in to a weekly fitness show anymore unless it's on YouTube or Snapchat. Right. It's just different milestones. So yeah. I can't even compare myself because it's totally different. And everyone who knows and follows my mom and I knows we're just so different as well.
100%. One of my favorite moments that was when you guys had your swimsuit runway moment together. Like I teared up watching that. Like that was like such a cool freaking moment. What went into that? Like how did that, like whose idea was that? How did that come to be? Because I think that was, you've obviously done things together. You do press together a lot, but that was like a particular moment that I was just like, this is something that you're going to have for the rest of your life to watch.
And honestly, I'm literally not even going to say, it's like, I get chills when someone even mentions it. It's like so, so special. So Sports Illustrated Swimsuit called me probably 12 or 14 days before the show. So not that long. I want to say 2 weeks. My mom found out, calls me and was like, what do you think about your mom walking with you? And you know what I really, really appreciated with them. The team was like, if you don't want this, it's okay. We don't want to take away from you. You are our model. We don't want the press to be about your mom and make that a whole thing about her. And I was like, oh God, I would never even think that way. Like ever. I would love my mom to be there and walk down, but it was so sweet of them to like even approach it that way. And so I call my mom. She's obviously freaking out. She's like, I only have 2 weeks. I have to walk down the runway. I'm a smart children's swimsuit. I could have 3 months. I'm like, no.
You look so great. Your mom.
I know. Right. And also so real of her. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh no, just she would just walk down how she is. She's like, oh no, I need 3 months to prepare for something like this. But no, she had 2 weeks and she looked freaking phenomenal.
Amazing. Thank God
she practices what she preaches with 30 minute workouts a day and, you know, her 80-20, how she eats. But you know what was so cool too is Sports Illustrated Swimsuit really wanted to highlight walking down with someone who has been your support system from day one. Hunter McGrady had her sister there and Nicole Williams showed that she was pregnant with her husband. And so I had my mom. And so it was just really like the day one supporter, like who is walking with you down the runway. But was really cool for me is kind of going back to that, like, you know, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit was my thing. I've always been involved in my mom's world, right? Like for fitness. And this was the first time that she was like fully immersed.
Bring her in. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was a really cool full circle moment.
That is a really cool full circle moment. The other thing I'm curious about, like what, if you guys have any conversations around this is like, obviously you're coming up at a time when conversations around body image and, you know, society's expectations of women and around wellness culture and fitness and healthy eating, all that stuff has evolved so much. And I'm curious, like, and your mom has done such an amazing job of adapting with the times and all that. But I'm just curious, like, if you guys talk about that at all, because again, like, it's probably so easy to like say the wrong thing or to like not evolve. You know what I mean? I'm curious how you speak about that.
Well, you know, going back in my mom's day, I feel like it was very lose weight, calories. It's really matters what you eat, blah, blah, blah. So my whole brand is really making sure that people are moving for their mental health. I will rarely talk about weight loss. If it's a one-off email or if someone asks me a question about it, I will address it. Mm. But I never have programs for weight loss or to count calories or count macros or worry about the scale. And my whole brand
is
really move your body to feel good and feel more confident and for your mental health. And I also will never, this is something that like I really... I get asked all the time, and I know in the fitness industry and the diet culture is how you make the most money in the world, but I will never have a specific diet plan that I want my followers to stick to, because I think diet plans are something that could kill your mental health, number one, and just mm-hmm. like make you feel like you're going crazy about what you have to eat. And I've been there before. And number two, you have to stick to such a harsh regimen, and every single body is so different. So my whole thing is to make sure that I'm giving them recipes and like inspiration on what I eat, but never being like, okay, here's a 3-month plan of what you need to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And unfortunately, that's how you make the most money in the fitness industry, weight loss and diet, but two things I really, really try to stay away from. And so, you know, I always also try to reiterate that you are beautiful the way you are and work out because you love your body, not because you hate it.
Mm, I love that. That's a really good, I love that. And it's, I never heard it framed that way where like, you know, selling some sort of aspect of diet culture or weight loss, something is the way you make the most money. And I think I've never heard it framed that way. And that's really kind of like poignant to like, basically, if you're doing that, you're kind of selling out, right? It's kind of like you're taking the easy way out, what to like just spew these kind of toxic
messages. I've never actually really said that too, either. Like the fitness industry can be a whole lot of BS.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's so many different fads and diets and stuff like that, and something that you could stick to. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you have to make it a lifestyle if you're going to stick to it. Because you can buy a plan for, you know, and of course I have like 12-day plans of like workouts that you could do on
that's my different. That's like that. Yeah.
But that's just to inspire you to create a habit, right? And so I really want to make sure that when you're eating healthy and you're working out, it becomes a lifestyle and you're not just going through these ups and down phases.
Mm-hmm. So all of these things that you're mentioning can be found in the Katie Austin app. And
it's a diet plan. Just
right, exactly. Talk to me about the app and like why having that sort of central home was really important to you and like why it works. Cause I feel like a lot of people have tried to launch apps in the, like, I mean, even like the Kardashians all have their own apps that don't exist anymore. And like, clearly yours is succeeding. So like, how is this work? Like, how has this worked for you? And like, why is it important for you to have this sort of like home base that people
can subscribe to? Well, I think it's worked. I mean, the first thing that I can think of is I think it's worked is because it's actually my passion. It's what I love to do. It's like what I preach, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if you don't love it, it's not really going to work out. It's crazy, but if this is 5 years, this like 2 months ago was 5 years
of the Wild.
Up, and 8 years of my program. So 8 years of my program, I've been doing this and it drives me. And this sounds so cliche and it's like, sounds like just like, yeah, sure. It drives me that I can help people. And I've learned that from my mom. It's so rewarding, our industry, when you actually care about the people who are doing your workouts and doing your recipes, it drives you to do it every single day. And I think that's why it's been so successful. It's, again, it's not about how many subscribers I have or how big the community is. But at the same time, if I can help one person, then that fulfills me for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When you have so many years of content and recipes and workouts, how often do you have to like go back and revise something or take something out? How does that?
Oh my gosh.
You just have so much stuff out there. It's like, it must be overwhelming, honestly.
Definitely do. So like on my daily workout calendar, so you get a new workout every single day.
Amazing.
Where basically like, I tell you what to do. There's live workouts. I have I have like 300 classes, which is just crazy. But if you go back to about 2016, let me tell you, you might not be getting the best workout of your life.
But again, it's showing the evolution. Come on, exactly.
That's I do it every single day. doing it every single day for 8 years, my workouts are so, so great now. So you can
stick to the 2020s, right? Okay, I got it. Noted.
I feel like I can be so honest with you.
No, there we go. What is like, okay, take me through a day in the life of Katie Austin these days. Like, is every day different for you? Do you try to have a routine? Because again, it's one of those things I feel like where you're in this space where you kind of have to like partially make your own schedule or be very much a self-starter. Yeah. What is a typical day for you look like?
So, well, today I actually filmed my workout classes. So I did 4 workout classes today. And so I will be, I don't know if I'm saying this, but I'll be eating a lot today because that was a lot of working out.
Yeah.
So today is a film day. So basically I usually content batch my workouts if it's a film day, and then I content batch my recipes. So yesterday I filmed 3 recipes. Today was workout day. Tomorrow is going to be an admin day. I have events. So literally every single day is so different, but I do it based on events, based on my workouts, based on recipes. And I really batch them all together because that's how I have to focus. And, you know, I would say the biggest part about what stays the same is my morning routine because I travel so much. I mean, I am probably gone, like I would say 2 weeks out of a month on average. Wow. Right now, which is wild. And so if I don't take care of my morning routine, then I fall totally out of whack. 100%.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Since every single day is so different, I have to have those first 10 minutes. So what I love to do is chug water. If I'm home, I walk to get coffee. It's like my favorite thing to walk to get coffee. It's like my happiness.
That's your moment. Yep.
Yep. And then I stretch. I love to stretch for at least like 3 or 4 minutes just to like wake up my body. And then I try not to look at my phone. I try to just like, you know, stay clear of my phone, stay clear of anything that I'm consuming, because what you consume right away in the morning can impact your entire day. Mm-hmm. So then what I also like to do is hour by hour, write my to-do list.
And just be able to cross things off as you go along.
And then, okay, so I'm a very anxious person at heart because I feel like because I was an athlete my entire life, I'm a time-based anxious person. Mm. Where it's like, okay, if it's 2 p.m., that only means I have 15 minutes to do this, blah, 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 blah. If right. I have a calendar where it's literally like from 9 a.m. to 9:30, you're doing this from 9, and I can look back and see exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, it just helps.
It helps you. Yeah, I mean, the level of organization is, I'm impressed. That's amazing.
But I'm not organized in any other way.
But listen, I mean, hello, what this is the most important way to be organized though. And that's clearly, it helps you. What is the biggest misconception about what you do, whether it's like in the fitness world or just like content creation in general? I feel like a lot of people have misconceptions about that.
Well, right now is actually, it's really what I just said is not a very good example of it. But I film from my app actually like once a month. And so when I film my classes, it's like usually like batched of workouts.
Yeah.
So the biggest misconception is that I'm literally working out constantly, that I work out like 7 days a week, right. I'm working out for 2 hours a day. Definitely do not do that. I'm a 30 minutes a day girl. I'm a 5 days a week girl. I truly, truly stick to, you know, besides my filming of it, I truly stick to my calendar and what it is on the app. It's exactly what I'm doing. So I never overwork myself, and I definitely don't do a calorie deficit. I eat a lot. I love carbs. I eat a lot of butter. I eat a lot of sourdough and pasta.
Stunning. I love that for you. Okay. So 3-time Sports Illustrated swimsuit. I feel like that was a huge milestone, bucket list moment for you. Hopefully that continues. Hopefully we get to like 10 years, 15 years. But what are the other sort of milestones that you have on your radar that might be a couple of years out, that might be down the line for you? Like, are there other things that you really want to, I'm sure there are, but like, what are some of those things?
So many. That's okay. So my issue, something like really bad about me, is I have way too many dreams and way too many things. And so I kind of feel like a little bit of a squirrel brain sometimes because I have so many loves and passions. What I really want to do is create a cookbook one day with my mom and do all of our family recipes together do like a cookbook tour with her. I feel like that'd be so fun.
Yes. Because,
not only like, you know, showing our family recipes, but also like some exercises in the book. I don't know if you guys know this, but my mom has 12 books. She might have 13 actually.
Wow.
But she's like New York Times bestseller. And so I want her to write a book again. And I want to really do it in terms of like the more modern day, and also like what I learned from this recipe, if that makes any sense, like how recipes tie a family together. Mm. daughter bonding. I would love to do a TV show with her as well. I would also love to do my own workout tour. I did in 2019, I did a 12 city workout tour and it was 75 people a city. And next I want to do like 300 people a city, sell it out.
You can do it.
And create my own Katie Austin products. All right. Is that enough?
I love that. I love that. I feel like the cookbook, like we can make that happen 100%. Like right now, like that would be a bestseller. Come on.
That's a dream. Just a few dreams, you know,
But I think that you said you had too many, you can never have enough. Come on.
You know, I could go on for like 5 minutes. I mean, I want to do this. I want to do that. Yep. We'll just do those.
Okay. I love that for you. I'm manifesting for you. So
I love it all. Like everything, yeah. I don't know if you could tell, I'm so happy when I talk about it.
Totally.
I do it because I love it so much.
Do you, you mentioned a little bit, and I know you've done this in the past, you've done some like sports broadcasting kind of stuff and kind of correspondent work there. Is that an avenue that you want to continue going down? Or is that something that you're kind of like, not my focus right now, maybe at a different point?
Yeah, it's not my focus right now. I was, you know, before 2020, I was actually like full throttle becoming a sports host. I worked for Fox Sports West for 2.5 years. I did the Super Bowl with Verizon. I worked for overtime. I was pitching different series when, you know, back in 2020 when everything hit. And to be fully honest with you, I just love now creating my own content, being my own boss. It sounds, you know, like I had a boss before. It's like, oh my gosh, that's what everyone has. But at the same time, like now I'm in this like different mindset where I do what I want to do and I don't have to kind of like tailor my interview questions as well. Like I've just felt like at Fox, I definitely had tailored questions that I couldn't have creativity with.
Yeah. You didn't have the full say because you had to, you were giving guidance. Yeah. Well, and now it's like, it's working. You being your own boss is working. And like, why not just continue down that road? Right.
It's also really cool because, you know, I always thought that I wanted to become a sports host and, you know, maybe I'll circle back around, but I tried it and I'm so happy I did. You know, I did it straight out of college till I was 26 years old. Like, and I tried really hard at it. And I found that fitness and recipes is more of my passion.
Well, Katie, I feel like I could talk to you for a million hours. This has been literally so fun. And it's just like a special, I feel like full circle moment for us to do this.
No.
But
just talking to my mom was talking to your mom yesterday about Paris.
I had dinner with your mom and my mom, I think like last winter. And it was like one of the funnest meals I had all year. Cause it's just, they get me going. And it's
they can get going. I miss your parents the best.
I know. I miss you. You're one of my favorite families. I love you guys.
Oh,
yes. Well, hopefully we'll do this again at some point, maybe to promote the cookbook that we're manifesting.
All together.
Yes, 100%. This is so much fun, Katie. Thank you for doing this. And I'm just so happy for all your success. It's been so fun to follow and watch you just thrive. It's been amazing.
Yay. Thank you for having me. Love you.
Of course. All right. Love you too. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In The Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson John, at Gibsonoma on Twitter and Instagram. And you can listen to all of our interviews, past and future, by searching We Should Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Hope to see you next time.